name of Allah. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. We've been discussing about Shahid Qasem Soleimani and the international coverage surrounding this great personality. In the studio today, we have with us Sayyid Mahdi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure and an honor to have you both here.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Up until the assassination of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, and even now, there were protests going on inside Iraq, and they were playing off this whole sectarian thing, you know, get these Iranians out, get these Shias out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then when Shahid Qasem Soleimani was assassinated, the Americans had probably calculated that, if we do this now,
Iraqi reaction against Iran and so on and so forth. But instead, it actually ended up combining the two.
Right. These two powers
came together. They're like, okay, enough is enough. Now, you know, this was the plot of America, that they wanted to get Iran into this awkward position where they are at the back foot on the receiving end. Instead, Iran turned it around. Through who? Through public. The general sentiment of the general population of this region, and not just this region. You know, this also tells us about our infiltration in the West. There were people in the United States of America, it's very hard when your country goes out and attacks someone saying that this person is a terrorist, according to our definition of the word.
Absolutely.
And you hold a public program, a public protest, a public demonstration in that very country, and especially if that country is America.
Right.
But guess what? People did. America had not calculated. Fine, it was not a whole lot of people, but yeah, at the end of the day, we did witness that there were voices from within America that actually opposed this act of oppression.
UK as well.
UK as well, Canada. Yeah. I'm talking America because if it's happening in America, you can well imagine what's happening around the globe, because America is the you know, a forerunner in this whole thing.
Right.
They're running the show, right? Mm. So if it's happening in America and you see that, you know, it's happening in UK, it's happening in Canada, Germany, Australia, you know, other places around the globe, and of course all the Islamic countries, in one way or the other, you know, they're having it, except for where America has their dictators with a very tight, suffocating grip on people's neck.
Yes.
Those are the only places where you don't see anything publicly happening. But rest assured, there are meetings, house meetings, there are, you know, people getting together. And these combined forces against America, it's a very interesting phenomena. It is unprecedented the level Iran's support is at right now throughout the world, especially in the West Asia region. It's unprecedented. Mark my words.
Yes.
Right? It never got to this level where even those people who are not, so to speak, revolutionary, who are not, so to speak, very fond of the Islamic government, and, you know, because of their philosophical differences on the topic, yet they came along and they are actually part of this resistance now.
Right.
This is very different from what America was expecting it to be. Now, as far as Iran is concerned, what is the strategy of Iran? I feel, you know, again, based on speculations, and I think Iran at this point, it has a high moral ground that it stands on. It has the public opinion siding with it, okay?
Except for Trump supporters.
Of course, we're not talking about, like, nor the sectarian-minded, Takfiri, Wahhabis, nor the, you know, Trump supporters. But they're not the majority, not even, like, not even a sizable minority, right?
Right.
They just have these media platforms that they pay a bunch of money to to just spew out their version of things. So people think that, oh, no, it's them prevailing. No, it's not. If you walk around on the streets of these countries, you ask people, you go visit their homes, you ask their kids, you ask their grandfathers, you ask their, like, women, you ask their men, they all hate America. The anti-American sentiment in this entire region is record high, guys.
Even in the world, I would say.
Right. Now, you know, Iran knows this. Iran knows this. Right now, even if Iran would have turned around and attacked America, let's say, or, you know, attacked Israel, one of the, you know, most expensive projects in this region, what would have happened? The public actually supported Iran because this attack on General Qasem Soleimani was uncalled for. It was not as
illegal.
If you were having a fight. You know, the guy landed on an airport, got into a car, is going for an official meeting with the Iraqi official. He was a government delegation.
Mm-hmm. He was invited by the Iraqi government, and the Iraqi government, the prime minister, says that he was there on a peace mission.
Exactly. And see this guy who's actually behind annihilating ISIS, he gets taken out, and Iraqis know what it means. Iraqis know that this guy is who gave them this breathing space. Yeah, their lives back, their families back, right? So naturally, you know, they cling to words. Iran, IRGC, the Sipahi Pasdaran, and also the system of Wilayatul Faqih, this whole trust in the ulama. If you look at the statement of Ayatollah Sistani, right, he condemned the act, right? And
right.
He's also calling for America's withdrawal or their expulsion from Iraq. Right.
Yeah,
on the other hand,
Sayyid
Hassan Nasrullah comes out and he says, you know, that they can come here walking, but they're going to go back flat, which means we're going to assassinate them. We're going to take them out and send their dead bodies back, right? Now, this is the public sentiment of the region.
Just to add,
Iran knows that.
Yeah.
Iran knows that. So it is not going all furious, expressing its anger and just, you know, go around and bomb people and rather than people, you know, countries or, you know, different even bases. Iran knows that it's in it for a long haul. And what Iran wants is what the people of this region want, and that is for America to get out. Enough is enough. What are they doing here? They're not welcome here, right? So this severe response, you know, part of it is going to be, I feel, that this agenda of expulsion of America from the region, this takes priority over any other thing that Iran had to do.
There's nothing else that, like, if we're saying that we want revenge for what they have done to Shahid Qasem Soleimani,
there's no revenge for it.
There's nothing.
What are you going to take out, like Trump?
You know,
he's worth nothing.
If you kill one of the generals of America, are these people going to flood into the streets?
These filthy people, their
crying?
Families are actually going to be happy that they're actually taken out. This is how filthy these people are, their lives are, right? So you can't really take a revenge by taking a person out.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, correct me if I'm wrong, he said that Trump's head is not worth the shoe of Shahid
Qasem
Soleimani.
Exactly. It's a fact. Whether he said it or not, I think I read it somewhere too, but, you know, it's a fact. So now, you know, Iran's policy is to, you know, kick out America from this region. And it has been that policy for the longest time ever. It's just that there are way more people now on board with this notion, and it has become a very official notion of the resistance forces and the people of this region and the countries of this region that America needs to get out. So
either
this is, I feel,
vertically
the
or horizontally.
The
plan. Yeah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Sid, you wanted to say something on this?
Yeah, I was going to say, for example, for anybody who thinks that the United States is not an occupying force in Iraq, right? So, for example, for most, if not all, logical people, we realize that America is an occupying force in Iraq. But of course, if you listen to their media, if you listen to their propaganda, they will have you believing that they're not an occupying force.
Really?
They are there to help the Iraqi people build back their government and their lives, right? In order to refute this claim, right, and to prove that they are an occupying force and they are there by force, like Sheikh Ali brought up the fact that the parliament of Iraq said that we don't want American troops in the country. The leading marja of, the nation who lives in Iraq, Sayyid Ali Sistani, also said that these troops need to be taken out of the country of Iraq, right? So the country itself as a whole is calling for the expulsion of American troops,
right?
This is their land. And what do the Americans do in response to this? They say, no, we're not leaving. Right. There's nothing you can do that can make us leave. These are our bases, right? The whole nation can come as a whole, your religious leaders, your political leaders, the masses, you can all come out on the streets and say that we do not want American troops in this country, but we don't care. America doesn't care.
That's America's arrogance.
This is an occupying force in the country.
Right. Exactly. And it is more official than ever before, after the parliament has passed that bill and all that. Even at the governmental level, it was a fact all along. But even at a governmental level, it is officially an occupying force.
Right.
Right. Which this very base that Iran, dropped its missiles on, it is 50 kilometers. Can you imagine this one base?
That's how big it is.
50 right? kilometers.
50 kilometers, whoa.
It's like a city.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when we're talking about military base, it's not like a small little camp that they're just 50 kilometers. What gives you right to illegally occupy even an inch of a sovereign nation's land?
Yeah, and from the photos that I've seen of the destroyed base, it does look like they were pretty permanent buildings. It wasn't just like tents.
No,
it was like
no.
a proper
they came here
base to
stay.
Yeah, they
so
were
that's
here to
the
stay.
Thing.
They,
so
yeah.
This is where the biggest defeat of America is going to be in this region as soon as all of their forces from all of the countries in this region, they are sent back, whether by foot, by plane, or in the boxes.
Ghalibat al-Rum. Dear listeners, that's all we have time for today. We hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the show. If you do have any questions or queries, or if you want to see any of our other content, you can visit pasttoday.com. From myself, from Sayyid Mehdi, and from Sheikh Ali, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please, don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.